I didn't see hardly any criminal cases. Was that because of the luck of the draw, or was there some way that these wound up with somebody else when you were on the court?
I think it was mostly luck of the draw, I suppose, unless there's something happened behind my back I didn't know. I participated in a lot of criminal cases, obviously, there's a small story in that, too, and that is that I found out I had limits on what I was going to do for criminals. I remember a guy whose name was something like Vishneski, who was a lifer at Marquette. And this guy was a very bright guy, and he could write some of the most beguiling applications for habeas corpus ad testificandum, you know. And as soon as the court would dispose of one, he'd have another ready. And they were well written, and they were teases, because he'd always say, well, you know, you didn't really consider this, so let me give you a new issue to chew on. And I became acutely aware, Mr. let's call it Vishneski, always in the court. And I took the trouble to check and find out that before I had arrived at the court, he had petitioned the court 7 or 8 times unsuccessfully. And while I was on the court, he was petitioning about every time we disposed of one of another coming. And I think about the third or fourth one before the court during my time, I said to my colleagues, I'm going to tell you something. I've given Mr. Vishneski all the due process I'm going to give him. I'm not going to take my time, away from other cases to go through some craftily worded petition. If he had been able to convince us in 10, 12 times, I just assume that he can't. And so he's had his due process for me. So from now on, I said that, from now on, the answer, so far as I'm concerned, is no. And I did that for another couple of times when I was there. Or we had a case in Detroit here involving a replumbing action for some guy who was an obvious fence. And we got all wound up in high principle on that. And I said, pragmatically, I'm going to tell you, fellas, I'm not going to put you back in the business of being a fence. And I'm going to allow the replumbing action. And I voted with the lower court, and by 4-4 split decision, it... somebody was allowed to replevin the all that 4 or 5 dozen new tires and clock radios by the dozens and all kinds of stuff that he had in his possession that was actually discovered legitimately because the cops suspected he was a fence, and they waited for the opportunity one night when he was opening the door. Let somebody in with a whole bunch of stuff, and they could see, they said, from the outside that his whole room was filled with shelves, and it was the store. This is a private home. I said, oh, no. You know, I know what the principle is. I understand it probably better than you do, because I really had had more criminal experience than anybody there. I had been assistant prosecutor, but others
had. That's right, but that wasn't...
But also, I'd done a lot of defense work.
Oh.
If you check the Flint, Tennessee County Legal News in the fall of 1955, I had more felony cases pending as a defense lawyer than all the other bar combined.
Oh, yeah,
I had a fair amount of criminal law.
I
finally got weary of it in the last several years of my practice day, and I just gave up most of it. I mean, when I was practicing, I used to do a good bit of it. Part of the general practice of law.
Gee, I didn't know.
So I was familiar with the rights of the accused, and I thought that ought to be protected, but I thought that, again, you ought to apply common sense to it. My judgment was a number of the cases that we probably gone overboard a little bit.